Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
We read earlier on the show from the op-ed page in the Tribune, Joni Hirsch Blackman's The Last Mother's Day Gift Guide You'll Ever Need. You know, we're all scrambling around trying to figure out what to give mom. And she said, a text today, a phone call. You make the plans. You initiate the call. And those six bullet points that we read sure resonated with a lot of you. Producer Ayla found her on the phone. Hey, Joni, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
You know, I put you on now with just a few minutes left in this hour just to say thank you and let you know that you sure hit a chord with a lot of people, Joni. That was really well done.
Well, thank you. I'm really glad to hear that. I know it's something that my friends and I talk about often, so I thought there were probably other people out there that might appreciate hearing it as well. And the most important people, you know, are the young people who hopefully are reading it.
Well, see, because I'm an adult, my parents are still alive, and I've got kids, so maybe I ought to start calling my mom and dad regularly in the hopes that someday my kids, you know, will remember.
There you go. Be the good example. That's right.
Oh, I know. And some people were saying, oh, gee, it's, see, when I first started it, one of our callers said they do what you suggest we do. Mm-hmm. They said it was really a chore, but now she very much looks forward to it. And I think that's pretty honest, don't you?
I do. And I think when you think about it, anything that ends up being really important in your life, that may be true about, whether it's school or learning, you know, how to exercise every day or eat more healthy, right? A lot of times at the beginning, it starts being a chore. And then it turns out, you know, that it's not only good for you, but you end up really liking it.
You said a text a day, a phone call a week, answer their texts or emails in a timely manner. And then I think the next three were the ones that were just even more thoughtful. A text or phone call saying you've reached your destination. You know, like when the kids used to be 17 and went to a friend's house, call me when you get there. Maybe you're 57. Call your mom and tell her you got there. She still cares.
And is worrying.
Yeah, right. I know. I'm like, Mom, it's fine.
Set her mind at ease.
You said plans you initiate to go with her to just about anywhere. I think that was the best of them all. If you can on this, you know, this isn't for grandma. Maybe this is for a mother of any age. If you can be taking care of all of the thought that goes into a weekend, you've done her a great favor, haven't you?
Well, especially because think about all the thought that your mom has put into everything, you know, raising you guys all those years and often even continuing on, you know, the moms are the planners. So for somebody to take over that planning aspect is a really great, great gift, not to mention just the fact that, you know, it shows that the child or the offspring wants to spend a little bit of time with their parent. That means a lot, too. And if you're doing the planning, that makes it much more authentic that it's something that the offspring wants.
So give me your elevator speech. What's your best 30 seconds on This Used to Be Chicago?
This Used to Be Chicago is 90 different buildings in the city that used to be something else and what they are now being used for. I like to say it's like the biography of the building. I tell people some of their favorite buildings and some buildings they may never have heard of, but the story behind the building, and quite often those stories are pretty interesting, often kind of humorous, and just kind of gives you a little bit of a glimpse into the fact that buildings are more than what they seem. They hold a lot of history in them.
That was 30 seconds. And now I have 40.
Not bad.
All right, so give me a 45-second example of what you just said.
Oh, I can think of a million of them. Maybe the Reliance Building down on State Street that started out as one of the most famous designed office buildings in Chicago and turned into a hotel. And they kept many of the things from the old offices. And you can see that if you stay in the hotel, which I did years ago. Mm. So many different old warehouses that are now places to live and that have incredible histories of their own. Old shoe factories, old graduation gown factories, pencil factories
really?
That are all now places to live.
And if they retain some of that history, then...
Oh, many, many of them have retained little pieces of their past, yeah. Which is fascinating.
Okay, so thank you for writing what you did in the Tribune, and pick up a copy of This Used to Be Chicago, Joni Hirsch Blackman. Nice to talk to you, Joni. Thanks for your time.
You too. Thank you, John.